A person should not diminish from a lamp, meaning they used to make lamps out of earthenware. They would make sort of like a bowl or an egg-shaped piece of pottery or clay before it was hardened. And then they would stick their thumbs into it to create a hole that you'd be able to put the oil in. So you shouldn't make it into a nair, meaning don't do this on Yontif where you're sort of molding it that now it's going to be able to receive candles, wicks, and fire. Mipneishu osik cheli, because you're creating a kli, and you're not allowed to create a kli on Yontif. Even though a kli could be technically used for ochel nefesh, however, this is machshirei ochel nefesh that you're able to do before Yontif, and we've seen from the previous Mishnais that this is usser. Vein osin pechomen biyomtif, and you cannot create coals on yomtif. Creating coals is also like a kli, because coals themselves are like kalim, because they're used to create very hot fires, as like a furnace for gold and melting things. Now, how do you create a coal? Don't you have to extinguish fire? So why do you have to tell me, because it's making it into a kli? Well, it doesn't really say that in the Mishnah, but the Rav says it. But if that's the pshat, why do you have to say because it's making it into a kli? Say the reason you can't make coals is because you're extinguishing. You're not allowed to extinguish. So the answer is, the Kolbo says, because sometimes you can create a coal by not directly extinguishing. By, instead of taking a coal, putting the fire out with water, they would sometimes, like Rashi explains, pour ashes onto it so it would go out by itself. Nevertheless, you cannot create coals on Yontif. Vein choschin es apsilu shnayim. You also cannot cut a wick into two. Creating a wick is creating a kli as well. A wick is a kli just by itself. It has its own function. And you're fixing it by making it into two. Now you're creating two wicks. However, the Rav says, if you can cut it with your hands, since it's not the derech, and in fact, some learn that you're sort of destroying the wick in a certain way, because now you have to retwist it or however you have to do it, because you're sort of messing it up by using your hands to cut it, that's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, choscha be'or l'shtei neiros. Rabbi Yehuda says is another way, not just like the Rav says with your hands, but Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that you can even take a longer wick and put one end of the wick into one lamp and one in the other, and then light it from the middle of the wick so then it separates. Because when you do it this way, it's not apparent that you're doing it to create two wicks. It just looks like you're just lighting, which is what you're doing anyway. And that you're allowed to do. And the Rav actually says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, even though he seems that Rabbi Yehuda is a yachid in this Mishnah. And that's what the Rosh asks. But the Beis Yosef says, since there's a stam brisa from Bar Kafra that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, it seems the halacha is like him as well. And Melech Shlomo says it could be that there is no machlokas in this Mishnah as well, that everybody would agree that if you light it and it creates two wicks, then it's mutter.